With WAMC Sports News, I'm Ian Pickus. In baseball, Shaker High graduate Tommy Kahnle is heading west. The Yankees right-hander, who's coming off Tommy John surgery after throwing just one inning in 2020, signed a two-year deal with the world champion Dodgers. He's likely to miss all of the 2021 season. The Knicks got off to a poor start as the new NBA season began with a 121-107 loss to the Pacers last night. Domantas Sabonis scored 32 points for Indiana. The Rockets and Thunder were scheduled to play their opener Wednesday in Houston, but the game was postponed following COVID cases and James Harden's violation of the NBA protocols, leaving the Rockets without the league-mandated 8 players available. The NBA said 3 Rockets players had returned tests that were either positive or inconclusive, and 4 other players were quarantined because of contact tracing. The league also said Harden was unavailable for the game because of a violation of health and safety protocols. Video surfaced on social media showing Harden was without a mask at a crowded party in a private event space Tuesday night. The former MVP has been fined $50,000. Jason Tatum banked in a fallaway go-ahead 3 in the final second as the Celtics beat the Bucks 122-121. In men's college basketball, Iona topped Coppin State 85-65. On the women's side, Maine beat Hartford 52-49. The Syracuse men's basketball game against number 17 North Carolina, scheduled for January 2nd, has been postponed, with the Orange remaining on pause. Syracuse stopped all basketball activities after members of Buffalo's program tested positive for COVID-19 following an overtime win by Syracuse Saturday night. And in college football, Georgia Southern and Memphis have ended their seasons with bowl victories. Georgia Southern beat Louisiana Tech 38-3 in the New Orleans Bowl. In the Montgomery Bowl, Brady White passed for 284 yards and 3 TDs as Memphis beat Florida Atlantic 25-10. And there's more sports news at WAMC.org.